Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's show, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Madness. Now, what Madness is basically a live stream talking about all the insane stuff we saw this week. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you a few ground rules. Caleb is behind the computer screens here. He is pushing the buttons. He is the man, the myth, the legend, Caleb. Welcome to the show, Big Dick.
Oh, what's going on? We've got our first super chat straight away.
Super chats, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to talk, if you want to talk some business, let's get the super chats happening. Support
pop,
the channel.
Pop the chat up.
Oh, we've still got the tests wrong? Up there. That's good.
That's awkward.
First live stream, ladies and gentlemen. Caleb's doing really well, putting up our tests. I like your tests ones that you ran too. Test 1-2, 1-1-2-2-1.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. You just keep being you, I think.
The first super chat said, "Are you going to be able to do free shows for all the firefighters helping fight fires in New South Wales?"
Well, I would. I don't know if they would want me to. This is from a rabbit with a gun. As a gay man, I can confirm devil worship. So there we go, gay dudes, cut it out. I'd happily do free shows for the fireys. I just don't think that many firefighters. Well. I don't think all firefighters, and I don't think the powers that be would get around the old Buttsman, because I was actually yesterday, I was in the shops.
We're getting a few people saying it's lagging. Is it lagging for you?
It's not lagging for me. I'm live. I'm here. I don't know. It's shitty upload speeds. I got good internet here. We're connected via the thing, the big cable, the Ethernet cable, ladies and gentlemen. We're connected via the cable. No lag for me, said Joanna Bettman, so everyone else can shut up. All right? How about, let us know. The video is average, but the sound is perfect. That's good. That's
yes,
good.
A plus.
That's what we want. As long as you can hear me, I mean, who cares about everything else? I don't think there's much you can do about the lag at this point, is there, Caleb?
Not really, no.
No?
I'm not sure why.
I'm not sure why either.
It's all
either.
Fine on the computer side. Your Mac is Wi-Fi.
Mac is Wi-Fi. Well, we just got a refund from Uber Eats because they gave us the wrong fucking coffees. But
I got a hot chocolate.
Then we found out that it was correct. So here we are. We did get the money back, but we also got free coffees, so that's good. A couple of people are saying about the shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, this shirt will be available tomorrow. It's a comment. I made a video about a lady who was a very heavy lady, and I basically said in the video, like, well done. Very, very, like, you know, she's trying to lose weight. Not well done because you're a big fat fuck. She was trying to lose weight, and she was doing really well. And she's tracking what she's eating and all that type of stuff. Anyway, I made a video about her, and she uploaded a TikTok saying, like, you know, I was pretty scared that you uploaded a video about me. And, you know, we don't want that. So we don't want everyone scared. We want, like, a few people should be shaking in their boots, but we don't want everyone scared, particularly when you're doing nothing wrong. So anyway, she made a video about being a bit worried, but she was actually really, like, thankful to people in the comment section, everyone being really cool, and for the video, like, being a positive video and whatnot. And in the TikTok comment section, people just fucking sounded off on poor old me. They just went for me. And this was one of the comments. He's a racist, homophobic, ableist, misogynistic, fatphobic, attention-seeking, morally bankrupt pig of a man. And now it's a T-shirt.
Nice.
Because I think, and it's available tomorrow, I think at like 4 o'clock. So go and grab that. I just thought, what else do you do with a comment like that? I was at the shops yesterday. And what I was saying on the fiery side of things, a lot of people, when they, like, I forget that I'm on the internet sometimes and I go out into the public eye and people, like, look at me, like, oh, I know that fucking head.
Are you Isaac Butterfield?
Which is fine. Like, I'm cool. Like, of course. You know, that's why I do this. You know, I do it if without people who enjoy my shit, then I wouldn't have fucking these billions of dollars. So I basically noticed that probably about 50% of the people were happy to see me, and the other 50% were really not happy to see me at all. We walked into one shop you're right?
Yeah, just ignore that's fine.
We went into this one shop that was, I don't know, there was a trans lady running the show there and looked at me like, you know, was like, oh, here comes this piece of shit. And, like, people don't realise that I'm just a fucking, I'm relatively kind to normal people, like normal people are to each other. And I have nothing wrong with trans people, although I do make videos about trans people, but only about the problems that I see in that world. It doesn't mean that, you know, we don't like anyone just because of who they are. It's their values, perhaps, that we disagree with, and that's where we should be able to, if we want to, you know, talk about it and converse about it and get to the bottom of it. And this person came at me like a bull at a gate, and I don't want to say that because it was a woman apparently, and they came out thick and fast and came over to me like, hello. And I was like, hey, how you going, what's happening? Because I was holding my son, and it was just a really weird feeling of having this person come right up in your grill expecting me to, I don't know, attack them verbally. That's just not how we do things. You're allowed to agree. You're allowed to disagree with people. You don't fucking attack them in public. It's weird. It's a weird thing. It's a weird way to look at it. Now, apparently the lagging is better, but we will move on and we'll try and fix it for the next one. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of the show, Super Chats are the way to do it. Also, become a member if you haven't already. You'll be able to join the chat and enjoy yourself in the chat with little emojis, and you support the channel as well. But I wanted to move on, Caleb, if we could, to today's first topic. It was a bit of a fucking weird one. And that's what I thought. When I named this video, I thought we'd do it about this. But I want to talk about this Californian doctor who has, for some reason, renamed human genitals. Like, no one has asked you to do this, but you've done it. Like, no one needs you to do this. But this is from the New York Post. Californian doctor proposes renaming genitals, penises as outies, and clitorises as dicklets. What the fuck, lady? You are a doctor. You are a health professional, and you want someone to call something a dicklet.
To be honest, I like dicklets. That's pretty funny.
But that's what clitorises are. Babe, let me suck on your dicklet. What a weird thing to fucking... And I know clitori. I know they come in all shapes, sizes, ethnicities, you know, strengths. They come in different, like, tenderness. Like, it's like a steak, marble scores. I know it comes in all different sizes and shapes and all that shit. But there is no clitoris out there that should look like a dick. And I understand that some ladies are on testosterone, particularly if they're in the gym and they're getting huge and heavy and they're heavy breathing in between fucking deep squats of 300 kilos. And I know they've got little cocks. They've got little clitoris cocks. And I understand that. And that's fine. That's okay by me. I mean, not that it should matter, but it's okay by me. And I understand you exist. But there is no woman out there who wants a dicklet. It's too close to a diglet, for starters, the Pokemon. But it's too close to a cock. Why would you want a cock? I've been having this argument in my head the last couple of weeks. You know when you say, like, people are like, it's bad to say to young boys, children, that, you know, oh, don't be a girl. Don't be a girl. I understand where you're coming from. But you also wouldn't want to say to a young... It's like, it's an insult, right, to say to a young boy that you're a girl. Right? That's what it would be. You'd be insulting the person because they're not living up to your expectation of them. But in the same vein, if you were a young girl and I said to you, oh, don't be such a boy, you'd be like, fuck off, man. It's the same for straight and gay people. If you're being a straight dude walking around doing something gay and I say, oh, don't be gay, you'd be like, oh, bugger off, I'm not being gay. And then if you're a gay dude and you're doing something heaps straight and I go, oh, you're so straight, you'd be like, oh, fuck off, I'm not straight. It makes complete sense. Anyway, dickless diglets, and let's read this fucking article. Californian pediatrician. Oh, God, why does she have to be a pediatrician? That means working with children if you're a fucking idiot. Lana Shearer is purportedly purportedly calling for penises to be renamed as outies and vaginas to be coined as innies. What happened to the diglets? In a bid to make medical terminology more inclusive. Outies and illies. Well, what do we rename fucking belly buttons? Cocks and cunts? Is that what we do? I probably can't say that on a live stream, can I? Shira, a Palo Alto Medical Foundation Shutter health physician, Jesus, reportedly recommended the more gender-neutral language while presenting at the American Academy of Pediatrics National Convention and Exhibition last weekend, according to the presentation slides obtained by Manhattan Institute fellow Lepore Sapir and posted on X, also suggested that clitorises be coined dicklets. So what is the point in this? What are you trying to do? She further proposed that words like junk and hang off.
Front holes.
Hang on. Let me get to the front holes. How do you say that in a sexy way? Baby, show us your front hole.
Show us your front hole.
Show us your front hole. She further proposed that words like junk and bits as alternatives to masculine parts and chests.
Chesticles.
Chesticles for breasts, which she described as feminine parts. Vaginas could also be renamed as front holes, according to the progressive practitioner. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a lady and you spread your front flap holes on your front hole and you say, check out me front hole, fuck off. That's an outrage is what that is. That's what's wrong with this generation. That's why we're going to World War III and we're all fucked.
Oh, here we go.
Gender diverse youth. What do you call your parts? Any, front hole, dick or dicklet, clitoris. Why would you call your clitoris a dick? T-penis.
Strapless.
What is a T-penis? Is that like T-Pain? Has T-Pain got a T? Is that Mr. T's cock? You've got Mr. Matt, imagine that. Imagine if you've got a big black dick and you're as wide as me. That would be fantastic. Strapless, junk, outy, masculine. I don't know, K-Dog.
I'm happy with front hole, to be honest. I'm going to switch that from now on.
While sex is assigned at birth, pertains to the male, female, or intersex or reproductive organs, gender refers to the social construct of a man or woman. Yeah, my problem with the whole idea of there being a difference between sex and gender is that we use those terms interchangeably and people don't really need to have a buffer between them. Like they use them to basically explain the exact same thing. And I think that's where people get confused with that. And you can say that gender is all to do with social constructs, but people are still going to say, no, it's fucking, your sex is your sex. And I know the whole assigned at birth thing is a big thing now for people to talk about, but just fucking kids are going to be whatever they want to be. Leave them the fuck alone. It's pretty fucking simple. It's pretty simple. Yeah. Just let them be kids. And this comes off the back of the whole gender neutral names with parents, like birthing parent, birthing partner. There was something that I tweeted it last night about it was something to do with, it said women and other birthing people. I was like, who are these other people? Do they live in the drains? Like what? Who are these others? It's so unnecessary. I don't know. However, Shira's recommendations for naming conventions of reproductive organs have ruffled the feathers of a few doctors, like fucking me, who told the Daily Mail that physicians don't need to sound cool. They can still respectfully use clinical, anatomical. Well, but that's the thing. If you walk into a doctor's office, and if you're a trans person and you've got a penis, you can still call it a penis. That's fine. You can still be trans. You can still be a woman, all that type of stuff, but you've still got a dicklet. Penis.
They have to ask questions like... have you had intercourse with someone with a penis? So it's not, but not in like, you know, in the bum either. It's just like.
It's not what? In the bum? What?
read it.
Hang on, where am I?
Bottom line.
Instead, she suggested asking patients questions like, are you sexually active or have you had intercourse with someone with a penis? What's that got to do with it?
Yeah,
where am I? She's a pediatrician. These are questions not for your line of work, lady. The fuck? Who? Jesus Christ. Honestly. Kids might giggle or snicker. Kids should spew at this. It's if you're a... what?
Super chat.
What? What do you want? Where am I?
Read it.
Yeah, well, where... can you throw it up on the screen? Come on, mate.
I'll just read it out for you.
Oh, no, I can see it.
Read it.
Hello, Isaac. Hello, Cannonballer. That sounds like a fucking porn name. I love your work, and I've lost 50 pounds in a year, and I've got 20 more to go. Your wife is good. She's all right. And your son is beautiful. He's all right. Keep up the great work, Sir Isaac. Thank you very much, Cannonballer 2020. Hey, that's the whole thing with the body positivity videos and the fat acceptance videos that I make. Like, I'm not doing that to say that being fat is bad, because it's not. It's not good for you, but it doesn't make you a bad person. I just think that if you give up on trying to better yourself, it is a terrible way to live your life. You're not going to enjoy the rest of your existence. If you are lucky enough to have children, particularly because it is quite difficult if you are obese, you're not going to be able to do the little things like get down on the ground and play with your kids. You're not going to be able to live as long as you would if you didn't do those things. So I highly recommend doing something about it. And that sounds exactly what the big cannonballer, well, the formerly big cannonballer, I did not mean that, the formerly big cannonballer did and is currently doing. And I'm doing the same thing. A lot of you know my story. I was a very heavy, elderly, young man, now elderly man. I was 133 kilos, which I think is 233 kegs to pounds, 293 pounds. That's only 300 pounds. And I'm 6'8", so obviously, you know, a bit of height there too, but I was a very fat kid. This is when I was like 21, when I stopped playing sport, when I stopped playing footy, I was 133 kilos. That was like, I was still playing, but somehow I was that. I don't know. But yeah, I got down to 94 kilos, which is a lot of weight to lose. But, you know, since then, my weight has fluctuated depending on how well I eat and how well I train, all those type of things. Usually now when I get to about 110, I go, all right, calm it down, big fella, back on the old keto diet, drop some kegs, pull your head in, stop eating fucking everything. Because Dickie, my beautiful wife Claire, she gets biscuits and gets little these things, and she has one or two, but I can't help myself, and I have all of them. So that's why I think a keto diet is really helpful, because it does control what you eat. It doesn't allow you to go around and just be an absolute fat pig. But yeah, good on fucking me. back to the diglets.
Let's see if there's any more.
I know that being in sort of like the hospital with Claire when she had a baby called Atticus, by the way, who said, We think, dada yesterday. Certainly went da-da-da. It was so cool. But I've been trying to really, because Claire went through all the fucking hard yards. She gave birth to him. She had to balloon out, the poor thing. Because everyone's like, oh, pregnancy is so beautiful. Pregnancy is awful, all right? If you've ever been pregnant, you can back me up on that. Or if your partner's been pregnant, you know it is awful. It is nice. It's magical. But it's also terrible, all right? Your body just goes through so much shit. I wouldn't recommend it. I really pushed Atticus, to say mama. So I haven't been saying to him dad, or any of that type of stuff. I might say it occasionally, but I've been trying to get him to say mum. But anyway, obviously he said my name first because the big dog is here, ladies and gentlemen. Now,
someone's paid €5 to ask you to say dicklet again.
This is Elegant Rebel, €5. That's like 150 Australian dollars. Dicklet.
Say it right into the mic.
Like ASMR?
Yeah, yeah.
Dicklet.
that's hot.
What is the ASMR thing? I've never understood the... You'd be into ASMR. You're a bit of a... You're yeah. a bit
I'm
different.
I'm a creative, you know?
You're a creative. What am I? A fucking... I'm very creative, mate.
You're a puppet.
I'm a puppet of the alt-right. That's what I am. I don't want to hear anything else.
Yeah, I don't mind sitting down and editing and listening to a bit of like chicks tapping their nails on their fucking...
Why is that though, Logan?
No, I don't know. I think it's a... I don't know. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, what does it do for you? Like, does it...
It's like an anxiety thing. Or some people, it's a sexual thing. I don't know. It's weird.
What if it's an anxiety sexual thing? What if you're anxiously sexual? Because that's me. I get very sexually anxious. I'll be sitting at a local fucking bus stop just going, fuck, what if I just start rooting? In thin air. What if I spontaneously combust? So, yeah, the whole thing with the dicklets and the diglets, this is coming from universities. People are, you know, they're coming out of universities and colleges. They're coming out with really progressive ideas, and this is where progressivism sort of really lives, is in liberal, in America, liberal colleges in Australia, left-wing, you know, universities and whatnot. And it's just an echo chamber of crazy people who don't want to get a job. And they go, I don't want to get a job just yet. I want to get in a massive amount of debt, and then I'll go get a job, and then I'll complain about it for the rest of my life. You know what you're doing, idiot. I, you know, and you may know my thoughts on universities. I think it's a massive waste of time. Unless you are becoming a doctor, then yeah, you probably should do that. But yeah, these progressive worlds, they collide, and the ideas, they never change, and they continue, and they just don't become different people. They don't become better people. They don't change. They will not accept different ideas, and I think that's dangerous. I think that's shit. Don't fucking do it, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anything else in this article we haven't covered?
No. That's it. Frontals done.
Frontals, dicklets. Why didn't they just have that as the fucking title? Frontals and dicklets, the next step for your children.
The traffic they would have pulled.
Yeah, well, but this is the big, and this is, and thank you for bringing this up, Caleb. You as a newspaper article writer, or they used to be known as journalists, so I wouldn't call them that anymore. If you write a headline and you write something to go up on your website, you want as much traffic going there as possible. So are you going to write a story about a local grandmother who's, you know, done well, and she's fucking, you know, she's remembered to shave her legs at the age of 96 and all that type of shit? No, you're going to write a story about some crazy doctor who wants to tell children that their front holes, that they've got front holes and dicklets, even if, mate, this is the thing. People want clickbait. You can say that people don't want clickbait all day, but that is what they are given. They're given it in normal media, mainstream media, legacy media, whatever you call it. It's on the internet. And I've seen it myself. I've seen it with videos that I post. If I don't have a clicky sort of thumbnail and a clicky fucking title, people don't click on it. Mm. I've seen it with views, right? So if I put up a video and I say, what was the title of this article here? It was about dicklets and diglogs.
The title was
California doctor proposes renaming genitals, penises out, his clitorises as dicklets.
Yeah, so you're going to read that and you'll be like, fuck, what?
Well, but here's the thing. If I wrote in a YouTube title, California doctor wants to rename genitals, not as many people will click on that as if I write California or crazy doctor, you know, trans something else. You know, not as many people click on it. So you have to, regrettably, you have to leave a little bit of your flair, your creative flair, and your fucking, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not creative flair, your dignity at the door when you are doing the YouTubes, and completely just say, okay, well, we want to get people in. We want views, and obviously I want views. That's why anyone does YouTube. Anyone else who says they're not doing it for views is lying to you, because that's how they make money.
You got a couple of super chats too.
Let me take a look. This is from Kel61. G'day, Isaac. I saw you in Toowoomba last November. I was wondering when you're coming back. It was the best night ever. Thank you very much, Kel61. Mate, I am I am currently planning an Australian tour next year, a UK tour, and an American tour. We're going to move the family over to the States for a couple of months, and we're going to go travel everywhere and basically just fucking live it up, and I cannot wait. Ted Nelson said, the closest thing I listen to ASMR is rainstorms helping you fall to sleep. Well, you know what Claire does? She listens to the true crimes. So she'll be there listening, and it's this, you know, everyone's just quiet, sleepy, and I can just hear this. And then the man with the giant hammer took his head. Let me start that again. And then the man with the giant knife stabbed this poor woman. You know, and they do the same voice. It's the same guy. He reads out other people's stories. And, like, sometimes the story will be about a woman or from a woman's perspective, but he won't change his voice or won't get a female to read it. So it'll be like, I was working in female fashion at the time, and I had a boyfriend, and we just made love. And my front hole was really, really wet, and I slipped. and I fell and I died because I'm now... Anyway, so thank you, Ted, for that beautiful super chat there. I wanted to talk about the mushroom lady. Are we all across the mushroom lady? Do we know about the mushroom lady? If you want to know who I'm looking at over there, it's Caleb. I'm not just looking over here.
Mushroom lady.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. And should we...
Okay. If you look up mushroom murder.
Mushroom murder? Oh, yeah.
The mushroom murder. This is a plot that...
Oh, yeah.
Only... That is a great photo of her. BBC. Can the people see that? Are the people seeing what I'm seeing on the screen?
Yep.
Have a look at her face. That is a woman who will murder someone with a mushroom, all right? You will... That's...
Oh, she's kind of hot, to be honest.
She looks like a fucking mushroom. What are you talking about? She got hair like a lion's mane. So she, and this is an M. Night Shyamalan movie, right? So she, allegedly, an Australian woman has been charged with murdering three people in a suspected mushroom poisoning case and also accused of trying to murder her ex-partner, like ex-husband, on four occasions. So this lady, whose name is Erin Patterson from Australia, she has been charged with, it hasn't been proven, but she's been charged, it's before the courts, with murdering people via mushrooms. Now, we all know mushrooms can be deadly, can be tasty.
Can be.
Garlic mushrooms, man, unbelievable. And then there's other mushrooms like lion's mane. I forget the others. Reishi, they're really good for you. Really good supplements.
They're gonna start selling those mushroom oils that everyone else fucking sells.
I used to. They stopped sponsoring me. I don't know why. Probably because I tried to fucking poison a few people. No, they're actually quite a lot of health benefits from. There's a guy who's done Rogan's podcast, and I'm with Paul Stamets. If you want to learn about mushrooms, he's the guy.
Mm.
Now, to all the other people who don't want to learn about mushrooms, let me talk to you. So here's the thing. This lady's basically cooked up a big feed for her ex-partner's family. Now, I don't know why her ex-husband's family's at her house eating mushrooms. That makes no sense. Well, not eating mushrooms, eating dinner. So obviously they didn't get along. Obviously Erin Patterson and her ex-husband doesn't get along because she's tried to kill him, allegedly, four times. But now she's got his whole family there.
So the four times that she's tried to kill him, has it been mushroom-related?
Well, I hope so.
Because that'd be so fucking funny.
I hope every time it's been something to do with a fungus. Like, she started to, like, you know, maybe she started to leave, like, old tampons around with black mold on them, you know. Nah. All right, fair enough. I was waiting for a reaction from Caleb. He was
sorry,
just like,
it's so hard. I'm trying to, like...
He was looking at something.
I'm trying to monitor the chat.
What's this fucking idiot talking about?
All right, you know, I'm not
tampons
gonna,
with
I'm
black...
I'm not going to read anymore. 100% attention right now.
Me and you. Tampons, black mold. What are your thoughts?
It'll get the job done.
Apparently, tampons have this stuff called, what is it called? Some sort of dioxide, titanium dioxide in them.
Yeah, right.
And people are concerned about that leaching into women, people with vaginas, people with front holes. they're concerned about that leaching into them, which is not, it's a heavy metal, obviously, titanium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And causing issues over time. There's a few other products that have it as well.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's why. Can you Google this?
Yep. Are we moving on from the mushroom lady?
No, we'll come back to that hot bit of gear. can you Google titanium dioxide? Oh, fucking, what are they called? What are they, Starburst?
Starburst?
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, it came up. So
Skittles and Starburst,
yeah. So this is an additive. Additive found in Skittles and Starburst no longer considered safe. New science assessment suggests the FDA should review approval of titanium dioxide in food. So it's also in tampons. It's in food. An additive used in Skittles and Starburst, Hotez, Donettis, and thousands of other food should no longer be considered safe for human consumption, according to a new study. That is crazy that it is in so many different things. They found titanium dioxide in more than 3,000 ultra-processed foods. So we're talking, you know, candies, lollies, probably chocolates, Tasty Cakes, Sour Patch Kids. That's why you can't get Sour Patch Kids in Australia anymore.
It can damage your DNA.
So where's it say that?
Chemical that may damage your DNA.
A chemical that may damage our DNA should not be in Skittles, Starburst, and cupcakes. So on the topic of DNA being damaged... DNA can also, and genes can be harmed and damaged by some of the chemicals that are in obviously these foods that we're talking about, but also in, I was listening to Andrew Huberman talk about it, in vaping. So if you are vaping, that is it's not so much the nicotine. Nicotine's not great for you. Mm. It can be a neurostimulant, but it also can be, you know, bad. I think it can harden your arteries, which is a bad one for nicotine, allowing plaque to fall off more easily. It doesn't stick on there as well. to sort of, you know, clamp up and jam up your front hole or something. But yeah, so this these whatever these chemicals are in vaping apparently causes a lot of grief and can actually change your DNA or your gene expression. If you have children, it can also harm women's eggs. So bad, don't do it. Just fucking jerk off or something.
Michaela asked, Isaac, would you smash the mushroom lady?
Michaela, you saucy devil.
Let's go back to the mushroom lady.
Let's have a look. Okay, I tell you what. For me to make love. I would have, well, I don't want to get on the bad side of her.
Yeah, I know. She'd be like the strap-on kind of chick.
Well, she, you know, she's
feeding you mushrooms from the
You know, when Homer's being force-fed donuts, is that what these people were getting force-fed with the mushrooms? Laser.
Fuck. So, yes or no?
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Sure, fine.
I mean, it depends at what, you know, life stage I'm at. As a young man, you'd probably, any hole's a goal at that point.
Yeah.
You're young. You're 23.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I know you're in a committed relationship, but
if I just freshly got in out of said committed relationship, I'd smash next.
You would? Well, what would you do? Would you? Okay, here's your option. Here's your options.
Fuck.
Would you A, eat a meal prepared by Aaron Patterson, or would you go down on her? You could get fungal poisoning from either. That's what I worry about.
Same sort of risk-reward.
There is. Risk-to-reward ratio is not good in this situation. She and obviously, the photo we've shown, it's not the best photo of her. She's dialed up.
A little bit of makeup.
Yeah, a little bit of makeup. She's, you know, got a bit of lines mane in her hair. Looking good. Feeling saucy. Maybe she looks good. I can't tell. But, I wouldn't fuck her. Oh, in fact.
All right, let's move on.
I don't have time. I'm flat out.
Back to the DNA destroying chemicals.
Yeah, that's not good. And that's why some of those things aren't available anymore here in Australia. They are available in other parts of the world, but, you know, I think margarine was another one they had a lot of issues with. They were going to ban it. And then they gave the companies, I don't know why they did this, but they were going to ban margarine. Because it's terrible for you. You should use butter. You should use grass-fed butter. That's it. No margarine.
I could be so wrong, but I think I thought margarine was like one chemical compound away from paint. I don't know if that's legit or not, but I remember hearing that when I was younger. That's why it was so bad.
Margarine ban. Let's have a look at that. The true story of the margarine wars. Jesus Christ.
Margarine wars.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it should be banned. But in America, somewhere they said, "Oh, listen, we're gonna give it a couple of years," and I think they were gonna give it a couple of years so all the companies could get like sort all their shit out, so they didn't lose too much money, which I thought was fucking crazy. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to interrupt this program to tell you that I am on tour at the moment. I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks 6 or 7 different shows. Well, the same show, hopefully, in 6 or 7 different places, regional New South Wales and regional Victoria. And the reason we're doing that, they are trial shows. We're trialing new material. It's a brand new show for a massive tour next year, and I have to do it. So the first one is next week in Mount fucking what's it called? You're going. What's it called?
I'm supposed to know this.
Mount Doozy.
Not Mount Druid.
Mount Druid. Mount Isa, what's it called? Oh my God. Something.
Mount Evelyn?
Mount Evelyn, ladies and gentlemen. And there's actually only 7 tickets left, which is really cool. Shit. So yeah, it's nice. Pretty good sold out. In Frankston as well, at Chelsea Heights, there will be there next week. And then we're going to Bathurst, Dubbo, and Forbes.
Are we going to drive around the
Bathurst 1000? Fucking oath we are. We're going to get there in the big van with the whole family. So it'll be a nice little trip. And then we're going to go down to the Central Coast and do a show down there too. Make sure we're ready to go lock and loaded for 2024, a massive year, a brand new show, and hopefully at the end of it we'll film a special and we'll put it up on the YouTubes for the good people. Mm. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's good to be out of the YouTube world for a little bit, and I'm still be making videos, of course, every week, 3 videos every week. Someone stop me, should subscribe. But it'd be good to get out and actually do some shows, because the YouTube world is it's painful, it's hard. People are mad. People are mad at everyone on YouTube. Even people are mad at Mr. Beast. Like, the fact that people are mad at Mr. Beast on YouTube is absolutely crazy. He just released a video about building, I think it was 100 wells in Africa. Just today or yesterday, he built like 100 wells in Africa. And I'm seeing all these people really mad because, oh, Mr. Beast has ruined YouTube. He's making too much money from these videos, even though he's building fucking wells for people who don't have wealth.
Literally curing blind people as well.
And he did that too. He cured blind people.
And he was getting shit in the comments saying that he shouldn't be playing God and all that kind of stuff as well.
This is where I think Mr. Beast should turn heel.
Yeah.
And just change his, like, just change his whole sort of personality and just become a god on YouTube. Just go, he's got 200 million fucking subscribers.
He should just buy YouTube like Elon Musk did with Twitter.
He should buy YouTube. And I will happily live underneath the fucking supreme leader of fucking Jimmy Beast, whatever his name is. Yeah, I don't know, mate. I got defensive of that. I was just like, why are people so mad at him? Who gives a shit? Who cares that much as to what he's doing, number one? And just watch his fucking videos. How many other people are making things on there? Like, people are making so much content out there and you're cracking their shit because one of the biggest creators is building fucking wells. He's also blowing cars up. I'd understand if you were mad he was blowing cars up or whatever, but if he's building wells and curing blind people and you're mad at that, the fuck is wrong with you, you crazy fucking idiot? Someone was complaining on Twitter about it. I saw it today, and that's why I brought it up, because people are he's just going, mate, this is disgusting what he's doing. He's ruining the platform. He's doing this wrong and doing... Oh, fuck off. People have so much free time to just bitch and moan. I know Elon's come on along and helped X and all that type of stuff and really cleared it out, but there are some bitching fucking pussies still on X. Oh, my God, and I'm number one. I'm the biggest. I leave the poor prick alone. Like, he's got enough issues going on, Mr. Beast.
with his mate Chris.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Who became Christine?
Christine. That'd be too
easy.
Too easy.
No, you need to change.
That's pretty brutal. Daphne, he left his wife and his kid allegedly as well.
Yeah, obviously he wasn't. Obviously he wasn't happy.
The dicklet life.
No, obviously he wasn't happy. That's a tough one to... I mean, obviously I'm planning to go trans at some point, just to...
What would your trans name be?
Daphne.
you look like a Daphne.
Thank you. I am a bit of a Daphne. I tell you what, though, people have been giving me... I'm getting mixed reviews about let's not talk about people's, how they look. You know, we shouldn't do that. But I've been getting mixed reviews about me hair, because I've gone for a new hairdo.
Like it. You look like a soldier.
Just fuck it, mate. Because for a long time, like, I had longer hair and I was doing the big these things and all that type of stuff. But now I'm married, got a baby, got a house. I don't have time to be sweeping my hair over. I don't have time for that shit. Like, having hair is for young men with dreams and aspirations. I'm doing shit. I got things on. I got to get to the gym. I got to feed the young man. I got to make sure his bloody food's in the freezer. All right, I got to get him in there. I cooked him up some sweet potato, some broccoli, and some Scotch fillets the other day.
Scotch fillets,
yeah. So grass-fed scotchies. Oh, he eats better meat than me too. Yeah. But he's a young man, and I threw him in the old food processor and whipped them up, and he has it every afternoon now for. Afternoon brunch.
So good.
He thoroughly enjoys it, which is good. But yeah, people are mad about the hair. Like, well, why'd you do that? Your hairline looks fucking terrible. Mate, I'm not getting a hair transplant. I'm not going to do it.
I reckon just go all the way now. Just fucking shave.
You reckon?
Do it.
Like the last airbender.
just get tattoos on your head. You look sick.
I've got, I always wanted to do a show. I might do it at some point. At some point. Call it the bald, the beard, the butterfield. Just run it. See, I'm not like balding. It's receding, and there's a bit of a difference. Like, it's not falling out. It's just slowly going, we're out of here, man. We can't deal with your bullshit. You're worse than Mr. Beast, bro. So, you know, it is what it is. And I said to my barber, my personal fucking barber, I said, mate, what can you do with this? She said, nothing. You should be shot. Nah, she's nice.
And, no, but you're lucky you got the beard, though.
Well, without the beard, you're in trouble, right? Yeah, my brother, Jonas, he's going this way, and he doesn't have a beard. And he's going to look like a fucking loser.
It's in the family.
Pop's bald.
Yeah, right.
But he's got all like the hair around the ear. You know how the old fellas always hold onto the hair at the back?
Devin Patch
order. I don't know why they do that. Yeah. So what are you doing?
Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it, man. If you got to get rid of it, get rid of it. But I also didn't want to shave my head and just turn up from the barbers with a shaved head because I thought Addy might go, who the fuck are you?
That'd be so funny. If you do end up doing it, you got to
record it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with the beard. Like Claire's never seen me without a beard before. That scares me. That's a bit much.
I couldn't imagine you without a beard. No, I don't. You'd lose half your fucking subscribers.
Well, I've got a little, not a bum chin, but there's a little divot there and all that type of stuff. Like
that's a Greek chin.
A Greek chin.
You got the Greek goddess.
I'm full
chin.
Chad chin Chad over chin. Here. I'm a Chad chin. Don't worry about that, mate. I've got you covered. Talking about autism.
Let me switch over.
You sent me a video during the week last week.
Yeah. We've gotten to that point in our relationship where you start watching the memes that I send you.
Please play it. Please play it. Just, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this, I'm sure you have, but please, can we go full screen or is that an impossibility?
It's Instagram being...
Fuck.
Oh, ready?
All right, let's have a look. It's muted.
Is there anything you wanted to renounce?
I want to renounce a generational curse. My child is autistic and he's not... He has no brain at all. He tried everything. And I've gone through deliverance before, and it's just so hard to break this curse.
God is breaking this generational curse right now.
Let's go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Swipe in the chat.
His power is here.
One like, one break.
Right now. It is time now for your deliverance and your family's deliverance.
Is he acting?
I break every generational curse.
Why is no one made the Super Saiyan?
Off of this whole family. And I detach this family and you from what you spoke. I declare every spirit attached, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of mental illness. I declare on three, all must leave him in Jesus' name. One, two, three.
Yeah, keep pause for a second.
Absolutely.
Did he say the son has autism or he has
the
autism?
Because he's
really displaying some severe... And I know there's a lot of autistic people watching today's video. I'm freaking out with the eye contact. Like there's
I'm also autistic.
There's a lot of different types of autism, right? There's an autism spectrum. Mm. So my brother is severely autistic. He can't talk, can't look after himself. And that's why we've locked him in a cage. Not true. He's doing well. But obviously he's on the higher end and there's other people who are autistic but they just function relatively normally and struggle in social situations or maybe they don't understand or can't, I don't know, something.
Trying to make sense of it.
They struggle to talk because they've got the fucking Wiggles playing in the background of their head or some shit. Obviously the dad is a little bit on that spectrum at the moment.
He's got to be.
The flip.
It is generational. Screaming. So.
It is generational. Well, that's what he did say.
He did say it's generational curse, so he must be also autistic. Unless he said, at the start, he said he's been, he's denounced it already, so maybe he's healed and he's trying to heal.
How does one denounce the tism?
I don't know. It's a curse.
So I've got, this is what I found out the other day. I was writing this, it's a bit for the new show. I'll give you a fucking
sneak peek. Give us a little teaser.
I'll give you the premise anyway. Neurodivergent is the new word for autism.
Yeah, right.
When you're neuro, well, this is what I thought anyway. Everyone's going, oh, I'm neurodivergent. We had this woman who we knew and she introduced her new boyfriend as neurodivergent. I was like, fuck, that's a bit rude. But I was thinking that's just autism. But then I found out that if you have epilepsy, you're also neurodivergent. So yeah, I am neurodivergent.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm diverging on my neurons. And so now I can make jokes. It's like if you're black, you can use the N-word. I can make fun of autistic people because I'm neurodivergent, which I'm very, very pleased about.
Beautiful.
And I just feel that if my dad was on stage doing this, it would make me fall deeper into autism.
Please just do just a segment in your show where you just drop to the floor and start fucking spazzing.
Well, there is a bit I was writing where I act out one of my epileptic fits.
Yes.
Not like completely acted out, but to give you an example of why it actually scares me. That's what the whole bit's about, how much it terrifies me to have them in public. Because they're not crazy sort of fits. They're actually just the problem with my epilepsy is it's quite undersold. Like, I don't really like go crazy with it.
Yeah.
It's like just a movement of the head.
Are you on meds for it?
Mate, I'm on heaps of meds. Nice. And I don't even know where I am. But yeah, it's just a slight movement of the head. So people just look at me when it's happening, and that, it happens very rarely because I am on medication for it. And they're just like, "What the fuck is this guy doing? Is he all right? Is he fucking on the autism?" Anyway, let's keep going with the video because this is good. This is good quality content. This is good family content. Please, please continue.
Old mates asked what you think of the Sniper Wolf situation. I don't know anything about Sniper Wolf.
Oh, didn't she dock someone?
She docked someone.
She actually docks this guy on this video.
Brett Cooper.
Oh, was it Brett Cooper, was it?
Who's Brett Cooper? I'm going to look this up.
Oh, my fucking...
My
laptop's about to die. God damn it. Hang on, why can't I find anything? Jesus. Oh, there. What are we saying? Who am I? Where am I?
Am I looking this up or are we...
I don't know. There's too many fucking comments coming in. Jesus Christ.
How do you think I feel? I'm fucking having to keep approving the ones that are a bit...
I didn't know that Sniper Wolf and Brett Cooper, I didn't know that... Well, she didn't... It wasn't Brett Cooper that she doxed, was it? I don't think it
was.
Can
someone in the comments explain it?
Yeah. I'm not going to read it, though. I don't want to know. I'm too tism. Isaac, would I smash the mushroom lady? That was the other super chat that we did read. Yeah. I don't know, mate. Can we keep going with the dude, please?
I think he's
free.
He's free.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise God!
Right, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look how many people.
His power
are there.
Is enough. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I declare to your son. I declare freedom to him. I declare creative miracles in his mind now.
You get to see him.
In Jesus' name.
What is it? Oh, no.
Imagine the son is sitting there like, what? What do I do?
The son's like 30 and he's an IT worker. He's like, fuck, Dad. What's wrong with you, man? I've actually been stumbling across quite a few really good videos. There's another one I want you to play. It's the next one in the list. You haven't listened to this.
This one?
But it's great. It goes for about 90 seconds. George... George is Stokey G2 posted this on
Stokey.
What did I say? Stokey. He posted this on X the other day. This is a screen recording from someone's chat on Instagram, it looks like. Just listen to this. This is great.
Tell the story because I'm literally telling everyone it's so horrific. So my friend Amelia, who I was with yesterday, she's got a mate called Ellie who's in a house share in London. And Ellie shares with like a bunch of girls. And one of the girls was telling her she's just been on a hen do to Amsterdam, where the stag and the hen went at the same time. I think they're all just like a mixed social group who kind of like knew each other, but then the stag went one day and the hen one way and the hens went the other. And one of the girls on the hen do got super drunk and went into one of these booths with like a glory hole. And so a guy on the other side stuck his dick through, so the girl was just drunk.
This is in Amsterdam, right? Is that what they said?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So in Amsterdam, they're at a stag do and a hen do, the whole wedding party goes. Now, Claire and I have been to Amsterdam, and you go to these glory hole things. And basically what you do is you pay... It's not a glory hole.
A peep show.
We did not go to a glory hole.
You and Claire just bonding.
No, we just jaunted over to a glory hole. We went to a peep show. Where you pay a euro or whatever and then the screen comes down.
Euro.
Yeah, and you can look at people either having sex in the middle of the room or in our case it was this horrific woman. Like she would have been – looked like the mushroom lady. She looked like the mushroom lady and she was just grotesque. And they're quite like – they're just like perspex screens in front of you. Yeah. I guess it's like a sneeze guard to spot.
Can they see through?
Yeah.
So this is what I know they people just watch.
I know they can see through because the thing goes down and Claire goes, "Oh my god, that's fucked. Oh, she goes, that's fucked. And I was like, oh, no. So the lady jamming herself in Amsterdam stares at Claire, and then everyone else that we can see, all, and they're all tourists. No one's there jerking off. It's all people laughing.
Fucking hope not.
Everyone's like, looks at Claire and I, and I'm like, I'm trying to hide the corner. Like, oh, it's her, it was her. So they're fucked up. But so they're at a glory hole. Is that what they're saying in this video?
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. Okay,
so he stuck his penis through there.
So they're at a stag do, a buck show, whatever you want to call it. They're putting penises in holes, and then someone on the other side's going to suck it.
And started sucking him off. But it was one of these ones, apparently, where, like, if, like, she pushes a button and the guy pushes a button on the other side, they can kind of see who's on the other side. Like, it makes it, like, transparent, like a window, so they can see. And so, being drunk, she thought it would be hilarious to push this button just to see who she'd been sucking off. And so she pushes the button and looks up, and it's her dad on the other side. And apparently, like, the hen and the stag do all went home early because it was, like, so traumatic. And the girl's falling out with all her family. The mum's obviously found out and is, like, not speaking to the dad. Like, it's broken up the whole family because this girl sucked off her dad through a glory.
And now forever, dad's going to know how good a head game was.
That is the worst part about
that it. That is the worst part.
He'll always be super proud of his daughter for the wrong reasons. Like, geez, you know, she never really became what I wanted to become, but God, she can suck some good dick.
Fuck, she's,
that's fuck cool. She knows how to cradle the balls.
How do you go?
You were in these balls once, and now look at you. Sucker me off. Wow. Amazing. That. How do you come back from that? Imagine Christmas time.
Just...
What'd you get me, Dad? Not G-string again. Oh, my God.
Christmas lunch. Can you pass the gravy, Dad?
Oh, pass us the gravy, the baby gravy, Daddy. Gee, oh, my God. Imagine. Well, not imagine that. Let's not
Don't imagine that.
But how horrific. How horrific to be sucking someone. Well, why would you do that, for starters?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like.
Like, that's.
Is that a fair karma?
Well, obviously, it runs in the family. They're all fucked. That's intergenerational trauma right there. That's a story. I reckon what would happen from that, there's this thing called epigenetics, if you're not familiar with it. It's where basically your genes tell you what to be scared of or what to be fearful of and give you life lessons, right?
Yeah.
I would think that from her kids onwards, they'd all be terrified of holes. Like, anytime they walk, like, you know when a door doesn't have a handle on it, they walk past. They get jumpy about holes.
You know the one where you get scared of all those fucking the holes?
Yeah, like the lipodemas or whatever. some sort of fucking phobia. They're terrified of holes because they never know if the dick's going to come through. Like, that's scary. And then the dad. What does the dad even do from that?
More so, like...
How do you come back from that? You can't come back from that.
So he cheated on his missus.
Yeah, so he cheated on wife and old mate's mum with a stranger / daughter. Didn't know who it was. Have you been to Amsterdam?
No, but I want to now.
It's great, man. It's other than the dad sucking off, it's really good. We went to a live sex show there. It was hilarious because it's not a sexual thing. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. We're there with a big group of people. Everyone's laughing and cheering. This big black guy comes out with the biggest, blackest dick you've ever seen. And everyone was screaming at the white girl at the front because she was about to get jammed by this dude. Going, watch out, behind you. It was like a pantomime. Like, oh, my God, everyone's freaking out.
Dun, dun, dun.
But there were heaps of, like, Asian tourists at the front who were all, like, just sitting there, like, legs crossed, going, yes, very,
yes.
Very good. It was very, very confronting.
Like, in China, they're not even allowed to watch porn. So, like, that'd be, like, such a...
in China, I'm not sure on whether or not they can watch porn. I haven't looked that up. But I imagine if they can't access YouTube, they can't watch porn.
If they go to Amsterdam.
Well, what'd you do? Just stick your dick in a hole and hope your daughter's not home. That's probably what you'd have to do. That's probably what you'd have to do, mate. I couldn't tell you. There's some other... I've got some other things here. I guess we should probably wrap everything up, but I'll save the other two because they're a bit gross.
Yeah, save them for next time.
But can you go to segment six or seg six, as I wrote it, because I'm a very professional guy. I found this video the other day, and it is fantastic. It is crazy to think that, because this is what people have talked about for the longest time. about, we're talking about homeless people, basically, or disabled people on the streets whose dads aren't in, like, you know, Christian circles trying to save them. this guy on the streets is making a fortune because he's a fake disabled man. So if you listen to how he talks in the start of the video and then he does like a legit interview, it's like kayfabe with wrestling. This guy's pretending to be disabled. Anyway, watch the video. It's great.
Just before we start, you got a super chat? Oh.
Yes, I'm oh, fuck it, me. Isaac, what's your take on the hoflation? I don't know what hoflation is, but I'm about it. All right?
I hear ho and flation.
What is hoflation? Is that where, is that like OnlyFans is more expensive? Is that going up because the cost of living with shopping on like Love Honey and it's just really getting out of hand? Is that what's going on? Because if it is, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Mind that camera for.
Chances are you've seen him.
Oh, music.
Too deep. To
look at him, listen to him talk.
His wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money and to get some eat.
And if so, you're not.
Can we? If it's fake, can we laugh?
Oh, you shouldn't laugh yet. Just to reiterate what he said. Can you find, there's some need. That's what he said. All right. Can you find, remember, neurodivergent, I can say this. Now, continue with the video.
Hello. Now.
I was a millionaire one time.
He's in a wheelchair if you're listening to this, by the way.
$2.4 million. All that money gone now.
That actually is the truth. We did some research, and sure enough, Thompson's mother was the plaintiff in a 1993 lawsuit against Honda for a motorcycle accident.
That's not important.
The wreck left him with limited mobility.
Okay.
But it's...
So he's got limited mobility.
Okay.
Limited nobility? He's almost a king, but he's not. But, so the real wheelchair's real-ish, although I probably am going to question it after this. This bit's not real. This bit is real. He's fucking...
Certainly didn't make him mentally handicapped, and we knew better.
What?
He busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department, just minutes after a press conference about it.
Chase, you guys busted me. Yeah, I'm really good at it, really good. I clear about $100,000 a year doing this. Yeah, about 6,400.
A 30-year-old said he's from Austin, Texas, and has done the same thing there. He also says he's got a degree in speech-language pathology. He's combined that training with his wheelchair and found that panhandling pays.
No, I'm not. I'm just beginning.
And just like that...
My B-boy, I'm just playing. I gotta go, y'all. I gotta make some money.
He was back at it again.
Okay, so where is... Okay, obviously that's not great, but where's the difference between him doing that, right?
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump? There's no difference for me.
No.
That's exactly, so he's making money.
They're probably making about the same.
He's making money pretending to be neurodivergent. And Forrest, run Forrest, same thing. Except this guy is Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan mixed into one character.
Yeah. Dude, when we're in Bali, there's a Bubba Gump.
Shrimp.
It's called Bubba Gump Shrimp. And it's
yeah.
And they literally just play Forrest Gump nonstop on all the TVs in the fucking restaurant.
Good.
That's it.
Is it all at the same time? Like, is it all synced?
It's all synced, which is great.
See, I wouldn't want to sync it. Why wouldn't you change, like, why wouldn't you, like, start playing one bit? Well, I guess that would ruin it, because if you see Lieutenant Dan at the start and then over your shoulder, he's got no legs, you're like, oh, Jesus. Mate, yeah, I tell you what.
This guy's a businessman, in my opinion.
He's smart. I mean, how many other people fuck people over in business? They do it all the time. Get this shirt, all right? Get this shirt tomorrow. It's on sale, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Madness is over. For this Sunday here in Australia, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back
We're going to fix that lag.
We're going to fix the lag. Sorry, we're going to work on it. If there's any super chats you want to have answered before we fuck off, throw them in now. But yeah, we're going on the road. Caleb, myself, Caleb's partner, and my dear wife, and Addy, we're going to go on the road this week. We're going to do some shows. We're going to film heaps of it. It's going to be good fun, I reckon, and it'll be interesting to see what the people want to see as well. Film-wise, I reckon we should just fucking film everything.
Yeah, I want to do a lot of vlogs.
Man, I reckon you just do that. Just film
it. I'll just take it around all the time and just film it. Yeah, it'd be good.
May as well. As long as we got, I think the way people really want to see those type of things, as long as there's good, like, this is what I think as far as, like, when I watch a vlog or whatever, as long as it's good audio,
then
you just want to hear what people are doing, you want to see what they're doing. As long as it's good audio, it doesn't really matter what you film, as long as they're in the fucking film. But you just get the good audio. You can see what's going on. You get to see some backstage.
Like the backstage stuff. I reckon that'd be really good.
I think so. So I think it's going to be really cool. This is from Zambi Hunter 2580. Rephrase of hoflation. How can the younger generation find quality partners when so many people have little morals and sleep around everywhere? Right.
Advice time.
Okay, advice time with the butts. Okay, sit down. Big dicks and little clits. that is, I think, and I've said this before, I've said it a lot of times, really. It's easy for women to sleep with a lot of people. It's easy because the people they're sleeping with, if they're straight, are men. And men don't care. They don't care. Ladies, if you think you're some sort of female stud because you've been rooting a lot of dudes, no. They don't care. They would root you if you were just a wet hole in the wall. See what that woman's dad did? He probably saw that it was the daughter and thought, fuck it, we're here. Let's do it. All right? So it's easy for ladies to do that. It's hard for dudes to sleep with a lot of people, but it is what it is. I think you don't want your partner sleeping with more than, I don't know, what's the number? I guess it depends when you meet too, because if you meet in your 40s, you know, you're going to obviously, you've been dating people for 20 years or whatever, you're going to run across a lot of other people. But I don't know.
It's hard, like, because my generation, being a bit younger, like, it's when you have shit like Tinder and that, it's just people shopping. Like, you just, it is. It's so easy to flick
swiping through.
And just seeing people for surface value, it's.
Yeah, but I think surface value is okay.
Yeah.
Particularly at the start. Like, you don't. And even if you met someone and thought they were really cool at a nightclub or something, you're talking to them, they're all lying anyway. It takes time to figure out if someone's legit.
Mm.
It takes a long time. And I reckon people shouldn't get married until they've been together for like 6, 7 years, 8 years.
Yeah.
Definitely don't have kids until it's been a while, you know. You certainly don't want that. Yeah. I don't know. It's a hard one. But that will affect people. And this whole thing, and I think it's just as bad. I think it's just as bad getting together when people haven't slept with anyone.
Mm.
Because if you get married at, say, your age, 23,
yeah,
and if you've never slept with anyone else but your partner, you're going to get to 27, 28, 29. You start going, wouldn't mind parking this fucking little Honda in a couple other parking facilities if you...
That was so fucking seedy.
Genesis Plus said, sent through a super chat, but didn't put my message. Let us know what you said there, Big Dick, and I'll answer your question.
Keep an eye out for it.
Noogie sent a super chat of $2 and didn't say anything.
Thank you.
Someone's got some cash. Fucking Jesus. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Let me know what you think about this particular show. We probably won't do one next week because we'll be away. We might come back and do one, like a nighttime one or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
We'll work something out.
Ladies and gentlemen, check us out on Spotify if you want to listen to this as well. We'll upload that there as well, and we'll put plenty of clips up. But until next time, from Caleb and myself, and from Madness, the Madness Show, Sunday Madness.
Yeah, Sunday Madness. I like Sunday.
I know.
Sunday if you're in Australia.
Yeah, Sunday or Saturday Night Madness for other parts of the world. I hope you all have a terrible evening. Love you, and buy a derma roller from Nui. Shut up. Love yous. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.